Fair skies, 35 degrees. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. This time, we take a look at some of the current national issues and items affecting Northeast Louisiana. Our in-house segment welcomes Louisiana's U.S. Representative from the 5th Congressional District, Rodney Alexander. Congressman, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, and good morning.
Well, the House passed a measure on Wednesday to continue funding of programs and services and prevent a government shutdown. What are your thoughts? Are you satisfied with the continuing resolution that was passed in the House yesterday?
Well, I supported it. Yes, it came out of the Appropriations Committee, and that is a continuing resolution to, again, prevent a government shutdown, and it just provides a funding stream equal to last year with the inclusion of the sequestration cuts. There's provision in there that allows the president to have the authority to use latitude in making cuts in the military, and that was the strongest concern about sequestration, was how it was going to affect the military. But under that CR, the president and his leaders will have the opportunity to pick and choose where those cuts are implied, and that should relieve some concern that the military has. The Senate apparently is going to pass that CR, and the president will sign it into law. We're optimistic.
With that continuing resolution, and I know that you've sent out a release talking about how the House has tried to lead by example in piecing this continuing resolution together. As you mentioned, it goes to the Senate. Possibility of maybe seeing some revision. What items might that chamber be looking at?
Well, we don't really know. The Senate is always concerned when the House passes something that they don't totally agree with, because the leadership is in a different party on both sides of the House and the Senate. So it, you know, it's just something that we have to keep a mindful eye on and an optimistic view. But in that resolution is part of the sequestration or cuts that will be applied to our congressional office. Over the last 2 years, the operating money that we've had in our office budget allowance has been reduced about 20%. So we're having to deal with those cuts, make adjustments where necessary, the same as a business would when they are having to deal with cuts. But we're going to move through it. We're moving into it with a positive attitude, and hopefully others will too.
And Congressman, how do you see that playing out with the MRAs, as you mentioned, addressing that in your office? Does that mean you'll have to have consolidated meetings when you return to the district, or things operationally there in Washington? How are those going to play out?
Well, we just have been trying to deal with it for a year now, knowing that some more cuts were coming.
Right.
And we have fewer employees now than we did 2 years ago, four in fact, through attrition. Some have retired and moved on to other things, and we're just not replacing those. We're trimming back on our travel expenses in the district. We have a large district, but we're just having to be mindful of high gasoline prices and those travel expenses. We're cutting back on some of the mail expenses that we've had in the past few years. We're trying not to jeopardize or weaken the constituency services, but there are some areas that we have been able to cut back on purchases of new computers or something, and we're just tightening our budget here like we're asking everyone else to do.
And you mentioned the effects of the sequester and talking about military bases and things of that nature. You'll be returning to the district, a series of meetings addressing Fort Polk. Of course, a lot of transportation occurring in the city of Alexandria in the congressional district. Share on those meetings coming up.
Yes, I'll be leaving Washington this evening and flying into Alexandria for a series of meetings tomorrow there with elected officials, state and local, and we'll be visiting with the commanding officers out at Fort Polk and talking with them about potential sequestration cuts there, along with some scale backs that had been mentioned earlier by the Department of Army and how they would affect Louisiana. Fort Polk itself doesn't sit in our congressional district, but Alexandria does, and most of the air operations out of Fort Polk are conducted through the airport in Alexandria. So it's important to Central Louisiana and the entire state of Louisiana that we're able to maintain operations at Fort Polk at the level they are now, and any potential cuts would affect us. So we're there just hoping that Fort Polk will be treated equally as the Department of Army looks across the nation at potential cutbacks.
Congressman Rodney Alexander from Louisiana's 5th Congressional District. Congressman, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Bob, have a good day.